Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, bringing you nothing but the truth. As we stated to our various beautiful brothers that's listening all over, that we're going to be coming to you every day to bring you the truth and nothing but the truth. And yes, Yahweh ordained me to tell you the truth. And who is this Yah? Who is this Yahweh? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yahweh is the only savior, the only lawgiver, and the only Elohim that the world and our people have ever known. Of course, today we live in a time that many people have lost the knowledge, the true knowledge of our Elohim. And the Creator blessed us to know His truth. And in knowing the truth of the Most High, He ordained us to bring to you this truth, but in a way that you had never seen, in a way in which you had never known. This is what the Creator lets us know His servant will do in the last days. And if you don't know, yes, we are in the last days. The Almighty is at a time where He will return. And then you will see. And this is what we're going to talk about today. The things you must see. Because everything you must see and everything you need to see are the things that you really, really need to know. And it's going to give you insight on all the various religions that you have heard about. And it's also going to give you all the information and insight you need on all the various doctrines, theologies, and any other information that separates you from the Most High. The Almighty let us know that He will make the crooked things straight. He will make the darkness light, and He will bring His people by a way that they never knew. And let me show you this, so you can understand exactly what we'll be teaching today and the various things you need to know. Now, I'm going to show you a couple of scriptures before we get right into the heart of our lesson. And the heart of our lesson is going to be in the beginning, Genesis, the first chapter. And we're going to go over each day the Almighty made and created, and what He did in each day. For a little do people know that each day has a meaning, has an understanding, has an order, and has things that you and I must know if we desire to know the Most High. So today's lesson will be called Day One. But before I show you about this Day One, in the book of Isaiah, first let me read this, Isaiah 55. And this is what the Most High let everyone that has eyes that can see and ears that can hear. This is what I want you to know. Isaiah 55, verse 6.
Seek ye Yahweh while He may be found.
He says, seek Yahweh while He may be found.
Call ye upon Him while He is near.
And call upon Him while He is near. And you know He can be found, and you know He's near because there's going to come a time when the Creator is going to make it very abundantly clear that all those that seek Him will not be able to find Him. And all those that call upon Him, He will make sure that He won't answer. But right now, He will answer, but He's only going to answer if you seek Him. And that's why we need to talk about day one. The word seek means to look out, search for, to inquire, to look for something. And Yahweh wants you to look for him. And in finding Yahweh, you're going to find certain things about him that everyone needs to know. And we're going to bring these things to you. But right before we bring them to you, there's something you have to do. Seven verse.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon.
And it is true. We're going to have to humble ourselves and forsake our own wicked thoughts, and we're going to have to forsake our own wicked ways. The only one that has the truth is the Most High. The only one that is righteous is the Most High. So if indeed we desire to seek him that we might find him, then we're going to have to humble ourselves. A lot of people might be under the erroneous impression that I already know the Most High. I sought the Most High and I found him. Well, we're going to see if you're telling the truth or not, because we're going to bring some things to you that you should know if you truly found the Most High. And if you have not found him, then you better learn how to seek him. Because this is the only way Yahweh would allow you to come near unto him, that he might answer you. A verse.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yah.
So Yah is about to show you how he do things a little bit, really a lot different than how you would do things. And the way Yahweh thinks is way different than the way you think. And we're going to bring you his ways as well as his thoughts. Continue reading.
Either are your ways my ways, saith Yah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
So the Almighty want to share his thoughts with us. He want to share his ways with us. And where better to start than Genesis, the first chapter? The English word Genesis comes from the Hebrew word Bereshit, which actually means the beginning. The beginning actually means the first, the head, the chief, the one, the beginning. And we're going to see what did Yahweh want us to know in the beginning. And there's only one type of person that can bring you what I'm about to teach you. And I can assure you, the things that you're going to listen here today, and from today on, you had not been told these things. You hadn't been taught them, and you hadn't seen them. Look what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. The Most High told us that there's a time and a season for everything, or to every thing there's a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. And the first thing he says, it's a time to be born, and it's a time to die. And the reason why the Almighty letting you know that, because there's a time and a purpose for everything under the heaven. So when one dies, there's a time attached to it. The time don't come from the fact that they happen to die, and then there's the time. No. Time already know when you're going to die. Just like time already know when you're going to be born. And we're going to show you these things because in learning about day one, you're going to learn that everything that Yahweh do, it has a time attached to it. That's why it's called day one. And then you're going to learn how every time is ordered. There's a certain order. In the book of Isaiah 42, I want you to see this, starting at the very first verse.
Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment unto the Gentiles.
In other words, he's going to bring judgment unto the Gentiles, and you're going to see why. Go ahead.
He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
Yeah, because truth right now has been failing for a long time. But now Yahweh is interested in you knowing the truth. And the one that is going to bring you the truth is his servant. And who is Yah's servant? Well, you're going to learn that Yah's servant is Israel. But let us continue reading.
He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, until the isles shall wait for his law.
Yeah, the isles going to wait for his law because this is one that Yahweh said his soul delighteth in. And since his soul delighteth in this servant, he was going to put his spirit upon this servant, and this servant was going to bring truth unto the Gentiles. And he's not going to be discouraged, and he's not going to fail until he has set truth and judgment in the earth. And the isles will wait for his law. Now, what is this truth supposed to do? What is it designed to do? Well, you're about to see. Just want you to read one more thing before we get into the heart of our subject matter. What this truth is supposed to do. And we're going to start reading at the 13th verse of the same Isaiah 42nd chapter. And again, what are we discussing today? These just are various few scriptures that we're bringing to you before we get into the heart of our subject matter. And what will we be discussing? We will be discussing day one. And why day one? Because that's the first day. That's the beginning. That's number one. And there's something Yahweh did that a lot of our people don't know. And we're going to bring it to you today. Isaiah 42 and 13.
Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devour at once.
Like a travailing woman. And a woman that is travailing is a woman that is ready to give birth, that is ready to bring forth. And Yahweh is ready to bring forth. And what is he bringing forth? He's bringing forth his truth. And you're going to see how Yahweh has planned and has determined to bring you the truth and the mechanism in which he has chosen. Continue reading.
I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not.
See, he said he was going to bring the blind by a way that they didn't even know. That's one of the things that his servant will do. What else will he do?
I will lead them in paths that they have not known.
And then he's going to lead them in paths that they just didn't even know. They had no idea. They had never heard this and been told this and taught this and raised with this. Continue reading.
I will make darkness light before them.
He's going to make darkness light. A lot of people want to get caught up in the darkness. But I'm here to tell you, everything that Yahweh do, and I mean everything he does, is through light. And you're going to see what I'm telling you is the truth. And I know what you're saying right now. Well, what about when Yahweh come to you in the visions of the night? What about Yahweh coming to you in your dreams when you sleep? Well, do you realize when you are asleep, you can't see? And the only way you can see in the night, the only way you can dream and understand anything, the only way is that Yahweh himself give you a vision. And what is a vision? A vision is something that you see. And Yahweh opened your deeper eyesight so that you can see things that you normally wouldn't see. Because Yahweh does everything in the light. Continue reading.
And crooked things straight.
And not only he's going to make darkness light. Matter of fact, what sense do it make to make darkness light if you do everything in the darkness? It's not even relevant. But he's also going to make the crooked things straight. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of crooked things that has to be straightened out. But Yahweh is going to do it. And how is he going to do it? He's going to do it through his servant. And what else will Yahweh do?
These things will I do unto them and not forsake them.
And not forsake them. So Yahweh has a lot of things he's going to do. So let's get right to the meat of our subject so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. According to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, again, what are we discussing today? Well, nothing but the truth. And on nothing but the truth, we're going to deal with day one of creation. And I want you to be honest and tell me, have you ever heard that day one means what I'm about to show you? Watch what it says about day one. But we're going to start at the very first verse, Genesis 1.
In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth.
This lets you know this was the beginning. This what was first. This is what Yahweh did at the head of the game. This is first. Go ahead.
And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters.
So all you got is darkness. The earth wasn't even formed. It was void, and none of these things had any type of, other than the fact that it was water and darkness. But it was really nothing. Yahweh didn't see it as anything. And you're going to see Yahweh didn't see it as anything. It was total destruction and no order at all. No order. And Yahweh didn't like that, because Yahweh don't like things out of order, because everything about Yahweh is order. And look what he did to bring order to everything. Continue reading.
And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light.
He said, let there be light.
And there was light.
And there was light.
And Elohim saw the light, that it was good.
It was good. It was complete. It was whole.
And Elohim divided the light from the darkness.
Because Yahweh did not want this light to be a part of this destruction. So he extracted it, and he separated it, and he divided it from the darkness.
And Elohim called the light day.
And he loved the light so much, he called it day.
Darkness he called night.
And the darkness he called night, because he didn't want you to get these confused. He just could have called the whole thing day. Like one day, like a 24-hour period. One day, which includes day and night. But no, he separated it and called one day. The other one he called night.
And there was evening.
And there was evening at rest.
And there was morning.
And there was morning.
Day one.
Day one. So here, anybody got eyes can see very clearly that the first thing Yahweh did after allowing his spirit to go upon the face of the waters and seen all this destruction, the first thing he did to bring order to everything, he said, let there be light. And there was light. But little do people know, when Yahweh said, let there be light, Yahweh ushered in things that only Yahweh can show you himself. You can't even imagine all the things that went down when Yahweh brought in the light. And he did this first. And he did this on day one, which lets you know that anytime you want to do something or anything that's worth building, that's worth making, that's worth developing and creating, the very first thing you have to do and the very first thing you need is the ability to see. No wonder Yahweh made light first. How else can you build anything without light? Don't you have to be able to see? And yes, Yahweh wanted you to see. Because if you did not have the ability to see, you would not have the ability to know him. And the first thing he wants you to do is know him. And you cannot know him without seeing him. Why do you think one of the first scriptures we went to, the scripture says, seek me while I may be found. See, you have to seek out the Most High. The word seek means to look for, to search for, to find out. And how can you find and search and look for the Most High without light? You have to be able to see. And let me show you why you need to see. Because when Yahweh said, let there be light, there were things that came with the light. Let me show you. Go to the book of Proverbs. And you're going to see what I'm talking about. and what I'm getting at. Proverbs, the sixth chapter. And what are we discussing? We're discussing day one, because you need to see what Yahweh sees. You need to know how Yahweh thinks and the ways of Yahweh, at least what he will allow you to know. And there's some things he wants you to know so you're able to see. And that's the first thing. That's the beginning thing. And that's the one thing everybody got to know. Is how can I see Yah? And watch what the Creator says in the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter, starting at the 23rd verse. And watch what it says.
For the commandment is a lamp.
See, the commandment is a lamp.
And the law is light.
And the law is light. So when Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light, you just thought it was some light in the sky. But little did you know, Yahweh ushered in his commandment, and he ushered in his law. How else can you see Yahweh without laws and commandments? You wouldn't even know Yahweh. And this is why most people don't know Yah, because they don't keep no laws, nor do they keep any commandments. And just so you will know that I'm telling you the truth, that the law is light and that the commandment is a lamp, watch what the Most High tell us in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Turn there. And all we're talking about today, right now, is day one. Because everything that Yahweh do, he does it in order. There's an order to this. So this is the one thing. This is the first thing that Yahweh wants you to see. This is the beginning. We're in Genesis. We're at the first day. This is the beginning of what Yahweh wants you to know about him. He wants you to see him, because once you be able to begin to see Yahweh, you're going to see things that you should know. And a lot of people don't know. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And we're going to read the 20th verse.
To the law.
To the law.
And to the testimony.
To the testimonies.
If they speak not according to this word.
This word. And what is this word? This word is his laws. This word is his testimonies. If they speak not according to this word.
It is because there is no light in them.
There's no light in them. What do you think he made the light for? Why do you think he said, let there be light, and there was light? Because there was things that Yahweh wanted you to see. And when you turn on the light, and if your eyes are really open, then you're going to see the very things that you're supposed to see. Did not Yahweh say he was going to make the crooked things straight? Did not Yahweh say he was going to make darkness light? Did not Yahweh say he was going to bring you by a way that you knew not? And who knew what this great light was for? We knew that the laws was not ushered in when it was darkness upon the face of the deep, because then it wouldn't be no need for light. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, our people need light today. Watch what the Creator let us know, the difference between the darkness and the light, and how Yahweh separated this light from the darkness, because he knew the darkness did not possess what the light did and what the light was ushering in the book of Isaiah. since we're in the book of Isaiah, I want you to look and turn and read for me so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. And watch what this says. In the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, Isaiah 60. And what are we discussing? What are we talking about? We're talking about the very first thing Yahweh did. We're talking about the very one thing that Yahweh did on day one. We're talking about what Yahweh did at the very beginning, what he did first. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And what I'm showing you is what the light is for, what it represents. And you're going to see after the day, you're going to see whether it's the first day, the first month, the first year, the first born, the first time, the first one. If it's the first, you can take it to the bank. Yahweh wants you to see something because that's what day one represents. Watch what the Creator says in Isaiah 60, the first verse.
Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee.
And the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. And it letting you know what his glory is. His glory is light. That's why it says, arise and shine. Thy light is come. And this light is Yahweh's glory. And the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. Why would this light have to even come and rise upon you? Well, it's about to show you why.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Because darkness has covered the earth.
And gross darkness the people.
And gross darkness the people. See, in other words, our people right now are in gross darkness. Why do you think they don't know who they are? Why do you think they don't know where they come from? And why do you think they don't even know who the Most High is? We got all these religions all over the earth teaching, talking about, proclaiming, declaring all kind of different things about the Most High. Somebody got to be telling the truth, and somebody has to be lying. And I'm here to tell you that Yahweh said he was sending his servant to make the crooked things straight. He was sending his servant to make darkness light. And this is what we're doing today. Because this is the first order of business. You have to be able to see. And there are some things that Yahweh wants you to see. For to behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people.
But Yahweh shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
His glory going to be seen upon you. Why? Because you're the one telling the truth. Or let me say, his servant is the one telling the truth. And there is no truth without light. What do you think the light ushered in? Why do you think Yahweh keep talking about this light? Because this is the first thing he did. And watch what else it says.
And the Gentiles shall come to thy light.
It's going to come to your light.
And kings to the brightness of thy rising.
The brightness of your rising.
Lift up thine eyes round about and see.
And see, because Yahweh wants you to see this thing. He wants you to see there's nothing without light. Before light, there was nothing. And after light, there's nothing. And Yahweh wants you to see the light because it is the light that ushered in the things that Yahweh wanted you to see. And there's things he wants you to see. Because indeed, if the light of Yah is upon you, then you will see what I'm telling you is the truth. For example, as I stated before, the light represents what Yahweh did on day one. That's why he did it on day one. That's why he did it first. That's why he did it in the beginning, because he wanted you to be able to see. And when you're able to see, watch what you're going to see. Go to the book of Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Show you what you're going to see now that you know the first thing Yahweh did is said, let there be light, and there was light. And I know all you've ever been told is that's what was done on the first day. But I'm here to tell you what Yahweh did on the first day, he didn't just usher in light. The light brought everything that you need to know, or the main thing you need to know about Yah. The one thing you need to know about Yah, and the first thing you need to know about Yah, that light brought. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse.
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
Yahweh our Elohim.
Yahweh our Elohim. Shema Yisrael. Yah Eloheinu.
Yahweh is one.
Yahweh is one. See, that's what Yahweh wanted you to see. Because one represents the very light that Yahweh ushered in. Now, why you think he did it first? Why you think he did it at the beginning? Why did he do it on this one day? Because he wanted you to know what one is. He's one. And not only Yahweh is one, I can understand. I used to figure out, well, how can Israel be what Yahweh said in the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter? Not only Yahweh is one, but everything Yahweh wanted you to know on day one is about his oneness. And that's the first thing you have to see. In the book of Exodus 22, or Exodus 4, verse 21 and 22, watch what Yahweh said. You notice he said Israel. What did he say about Israel? He said Israel, his servant, which is Israel, shall be a light unto the Gentiles. He said Israel everyone is going to come to his light. And then I begin to understand why. Because this is what it says. Exodus 4, starting at verse 22. We're going to get right to it.
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
Thus saith Yahweh.
Thus says Yah.
Israel is my son.
Israel is my son.
Even my firstborn.
He's my firstborn son. Didn't I tell you everything first? Whether it's the firstborn, whether it's the first day, whether it's the first time, whether it's the first month, whether it's the first year, whether it's the first fruits. It belongs to Yahweh. And not only belongs to Yahweh, it all represents light. That's why Yahweh said, his servant shall be a light unto the Gentiles. Why? Because they are his firstborn. Who else is his firstborn? That's why Yahweh is our light. Why? Because there's only one Yah anyway. And not only is just one Yah, even though all the religions in the earth trying to tell you something other than that, but there's only one Elohim. There's only one Father. Go to the book of Malachi. So you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. Because this one day did not just usher in light. As you should be able to see now, this thing ushered in more than just light. It ushered in everything Yahweh wanted you to see, or to be more specific, the one thing that Yahweh wanted you to see, the main thing that Yahweh wanted you to see, and the first thing that Yahweh wanted you to see. How can you see something other than what I'm showing you? Yahweh said, "Hear, O Israel, Elohim, Yahweh is one." To say anything else other than that is to let us know you're blind. In the book of Malachi, the second chapter, the 10th verse, what do it say?
Have we not all one father?
Can you see that? Have we all have not? How many fathers?
One.
One father? And yes, we only got one father.
Hath not one Elohim created us?
Only one Elohim created us. Just one. Just one. One father, one Elohim. Go ahead.
Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother?
Yeah, why do we deal in these treacherous ways? In other words, we got to fight all these various religions. You got religions killing one another, all predicated on lies. It's only one Elohim anyway. There's only one Father anyway. Because he's just one. He's just one. So what is all the fuss, the fight, the argument about when there's only one? As a matter of fact, not only Yahweh is just one Elohim, Father, and that's why he brought that light, that first in one day, because he wanted you to know the main thing, the first thing, the beginning thing about him, and that he's one. Look what Yahweh said concerning his oneness. Since he only one Father, one Elohim, he's one. In the book of Numbers, Numbers is the book of the law. Numbers, the 15th chapter. I just want you to see what Yahweh himself said. And you don't have to be no great scientist to understand anything that I'm telling you. When Yahweh brought the light on day one, he said that light represented his servant, his firstborn, Israel. That light represented the law and the testimony. That light also brought in the commandments. And you're going to see what I'm telling you is the truth. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the light that Yahweh made on the first day. And why did he make it on the first day? Because that's the first thing he wanted you to see. That's the beginning thing that he wanted you to see. It is the one thing that he wanted you to see. And what is that? That he's one. That his name is one. That he's one Father, one Elohim. And watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, to see if I'm telling you the truth. The 15th verse says what?
One ordinance.
How many ordinances?
One.
One ordinance. And you know what an ordinance is. Yahweh only got one order, and it starts at one. One ordinance
shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
So don't let these religions lie to you around the earth telling you, if you're not an Israelite, you can't do such and such and such. If you're not this, and you got to be a Christian, that's Israel, or you got to be a Muslim, that's Israel, and you got to be... There's only one Elohim. There's only one Father, and he only had one ordinance. Go ahead.
With you, an ordinance forever in your generations, as ye are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh.
As you are, that's how the stranger's supposed to be. The Almighty don't have no laws or discrimination, as people are telling you. There's one law for the stranger and the homeborn. There's only one ordinance, and Yahweh only has one way. Continue reading.
One law.
One law.
And one manner.
One manner.
Shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
Now do you see why the light came in? Why you need to see this one thing, this first thing, this beginning thing? Because the crooked things got to be made straight. This is the first thing you got to know. This is the first thing Yahweh wanted you to see. So since he wanted you to see this, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And what did this light bring in? Well, it brought in one law. It brought in one ordinance. It brought in one manner. Whether you're a stranger or homeborn. But also, Yahweh wanted us to know, if they speak not according to this word, if they speak not according to the laws and the testimony, it is only because there is no light in them. Because these things are housed and contained in the light. And the light, unfortunately, is not for everyone. Let me show you this so you can understand what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Psalms 97, the light is for all those who want to be in the light. But some people want to be crooked, and they don't want to be straightened out. Some people love the darkness and don't want light. So Yahweh, in his infinite wisdom, said in the book of Psalms 97, starting at verse 11,
light is sown for the righteous.
What did he say? Light is sown for who?
The righteous.
It's sown, it's planted for the righteous. Go ahead.
In gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh,
ye righteous.
And give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Yeah, because light is sown, it's planted for the righteous. That's what it's planted for. That's what it's brought out for. And so now you can see how important that light is. And you should never take this light for granted, because it's the first thing Yahweh brought forth for you to be able to see him. He didn't just want you to see the earth. He didn't just want you to see your way. He wanted you to see his way. And not only that, in the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter, I just want you to see this. Zephaniah, the third chapter. Because all we've been talking about right now is day one. And what Yahweh ushered in on day one. And he ushered in light. He said, let there be light. And there was light. But the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. But with all that getting, get understanding. There's nothing that Yahweh did in vain. And everything about Yahweh is order. And there was no order before the light. There was total destruction and chaos. And when he brought in the light, he brought in order. How's you going to have order and you don't have no laws? How's you going to have order and you don't have no commandments? How's you going to have order and you don't have no testimonies? How you going to have order and you can't even see because there is no light? So when he made the light, when he said, let there be light, then he gave you the various things, the tools that one needs to be able to see him. And these are some of the things that Yahweh wanted you to see, because this is the first thing he did. This is the one thing he did. So since this is the one thing he did, the one thing this is showing us, that he's only one Elohim, one Father. He only has one way, one manner, one ordinance. Israel is his firstborn, and your firstborn is who? That's who's number one. And watch what it says. In the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter, and I want you to read the ninth verse.
For then will I turn to the people a pure language.
And this is what's going to happen in the last days, even though you got a lot of people walking around talking about they got the pure language of the Most High. They got the ancient Hebrew. They got this, they got that. But in truth, if a pure language was returned to the earth and to our people, let me show you what this pure language would do. Continue reading.
That they may call upon the name of Yahweh, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent.
Yeah, they, in other words, this spirit language is only for one thing and one thing only. To call upon the name of Yahweh, one consent. One consent. Why? What do you think the light on day one ushered in? What you think one first beginning? That's, in other words, that's an order. There's no sense of having this first if it didn't mean the things that it means. This is what's first. And once you begin to learn how Yahweh ordered things, then you will order things right. And right now, a lot of things is out of order. And when you call and when you look at things that's out of order, then you will see a whole lot of crooked stuff. And Yahweh said he's going to make the crooked things straight. And the only way you can make the crooked things straight, you got to put everything in order. And this is what day one does. It put everything in order. It is the first thing. It's the main thing. It's the one thing that Yahweh wants you to know, that he's one. For example, go to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Here it is. I know a lot of brothers that say they got the ancient language. And then when you ask them, what is the one name of Yah, they all say something different. So you know that's not the pure language. And then, as a matter of fact, none of them are calling on Yah with one consent, because that's what the pure language is supposed to do. What is this pure language? This pure language is the light that Yahweh is ushering in. This light will give you the ability to do everything that you need to do and know, the one thing, the first thing, the main thing, the beginning thing you need to know about Yah. Look what this says in the book of Exodus 20, just to see if I'm telling you the truth. Imagine all you knew is this one thing, and after learning this one thing, you die. Ask yourself, will you have salvation? And you knew this one thing. Watch what it says in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, the first verse.
And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me.
He said, look at the very first commandment. The very first commandment. Yahweh says, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. I can understand why that's one. That's first. Because if you start trying to do everything else without doing that one thing, that first thing, that beginning thing, and have to yourself something else besides the true and living and one Elohim, it's in vain. It's in vain. Just try worshiping something that's not the one Elohim. Start calling upon the name of the one that's not the one Elohim. And keeping his Sabbath. The beautiful thing about the one Elohim says there's only one Elohim, one Father. He only has one law, one ordinance, one manner. He only has one way. And I'm about to show you how people have been deceiving our people for hundreds of years. The good thing about the oneness of Yah is the fact that now you can know the truth. There's only one thing you need to know, and that he's one. And if you submit and humble yourself to that fact, then all the other things is just gravy. It's like the icing on the cake. So you need to get the main thing, and that main thing is that first thing, that one thing. Where did we say go? Proverbs? Proverbs, the third chapter. As I stated before, everything about Yahweh, everything he wants you to know, is really contained in this one thing. And that's when he said, let there be light, and there was what? Light. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Unfortunately, what we're about to read is something that most people don't want to do. But I'm bringing this to you so you can see if you submit yourself to trying to do this, the Almighty has a reward for you. And we're going to start reading at the fifth verse.
Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding.
Yeah, don't lean to your own understanding, and don't trust in yourself. Trust in Yahweh all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Go ahead.
In all thy ways acknowledge him,
mm-hmm.
and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil.
Because if you learn to be wise for Yahweh and not wise in your own eyes, then you're going to be able to see. And let me show you what Yahweh wants you to see and what reward Yahweh has for those who learn to trust in him.
It shall be health to thy navel.
This is going to be your health. I don't care how much knowledge you have of herbs, or how much knowledge you have of food, or how much knowledge you have of exercising. The health for your navel is your ability to trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That is health to your navel. And what else is it?
And marrow to thy bones.
And marrow to thy bones. Go ahead.
Honor Yah with thy substance.
Honor Yah with thy substance.
And with the first fruits of all thine increase.
And see, Yahweh want the first fruits. And I can understand why Yahweh want the first fruits. Because everything belongs to Yah. And if you're able to give Yahweh your best, and if you willing to sacrifice your best to Yahweh, I may add, Yahweh is the one that gave you everything that you got. But if you able and willing to sacrifice the first of your fruits, the beginning of your fruits, the chief part, the head of your fruits, then Yahweh will do the same for you, plus more. He will give you his best. That's why it says, honor Yahweh with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thy increase, and what?
So shall thy barns be filled with plenty.
Now your barns are going to be filled with plenty.
And thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
Now your presses will burst out with new wine. Why? Because you gave Yahweh your first. And it's good to give Yahweh your first. Because really, look what he did on the first day. Look what he gave you when he ushered in the light. He gave you the ability to know and see him. And what greater thing could you do? What greater thing could you have? What greater thing could you know? What are we discussing? What are we bringing to you? We're bringing to you the knowledge that you need to have first. We're bringing to you the knowledge that you need to have at the beginning. In other words, all the knowledge that you have right now, just put it aside. And act like this is the beginning of your learning. And see what this beginning will do. We're bringing to you the one thing that Yahweh want you to know and see. Because if you see this one thing, then you will see him. And when you see him, you will know him. And you got to see him first. Because the crooked things have to be made straight. Many of our people have been raised on the crooked things. But now, we're here to straighten them out. There's some other things that Yahweh wants you to see and know. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Ezekiel, the 11th chapter. And all I want you to do, see if I'm adding to the word of Yah. Yahweh said to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And why? Because what you think the light ushered in? And when did Yahweh say, let there be light? And there was light. Yahweh said he's sown light for the righteous. So he must have did that on the first day. Yahweh said his servant, Israel, shall be a light unto the Gentiles. And why? Well, maybe because they are his firstborn. And what do you think the first is for? What do you think the one represents? It represents light. And what is the light? The light is your ability to see the Most High. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Ezekiel 11 chapter. Again, to see that I'm telling you the truth. Because you're listening to nothing but the truth. And yes, Yahweh ordained me to tell you the truth. So that's what I'm going to do. In the book of Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, I want you to read the 19th verse.
And I will give them one heart.
And how many hearts?
One.
And our people really don't have one heart today. They had two types of hearts. They one type of heart they speak inside, and then the other type of heart they speak with their mouth. But Yahweh said in the last days in the future, he's going to give us one heart. Go ahead.
And I will put a new spirit within you.
And he's going to put a new spirit within us.
And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them an heart of flesh.
And he's going to give us a heart of flesh. And why? Because Yahweh is only interested in us having one heart.
That they may keep walk in my statutes.
And this one heart is going to allow you to walk in the statutes
and keep mine ordinances.
And keep his ordinances, which is only one.
And do them.
And do them.
And they shall be my people.
And they're going to be my people.
And I will be their Elohim.
And I will be their Elohim. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms 19. And all we're talking about is the one thing, the first thing, the beginning thing that Yahweh wants you to know about him. Why you think he said, let there be light, and there was light? Because he wanted you to see certain things. And watch what this says in the book of Psalm 19. Everybody that have eyes that can see and ears that can hear, they know what I'm telling them is the truth. Darkness didn't bring this in. Night did not bring this in. But light brought this in. And not only light brought that in, watch what the light do here. It says in the 7th verse,
the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul.
And we already know the law came by the light. Go ahead.
The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
And we know that also came by the light. For the scriptures say to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Continue reading.
The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart.
And that came by the light.
The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes.
See, the commandments is what enlighten your eyes. It gives you the visuals that one need to see to serve the Most High. That's why when we see certain things in the scriptures, it's not for us. It's not hard for us to understand. For some reason, it's hard for other people to understand. I know why, because they just can't see. Now, let me see if you see these things. You've seen where Yahweh is one. You've seen where his name is one. You've seen where he has one law, one ordinance, one statute. You've seen these things. You've seen that he only has one manner. He's going to give us one heart, that we might serve him with one consent. You've seen these things. But have you also seen this in the book of Psalms 89? Because there's one thing Yahweh wants you to know about him. And what is this one thing? This one thing is this first thing. See, when people say, hear me say one thing, we need to know a lot of things about Yahweh. Remember, one just represents an order of things that Yahweh wants you to know. So the one thing is the first thing. It's the beginning thing. And what? Look at what Yahweh said. He wants you to know first, since he's only one. In the book of Psalms 89, 19 verse.
Then thou spakest in vision to thy holy one.
See, he's speaking in vision because you cannot see without light. So Yahweh has to give you visions so you can see. That's what a vision is. And he spake in vision to thy Holy One.
And said,
and this is what he had to say to his Holy One.
I have laid help upon one that is mighty.
How many that is mighty?
One.
Just one. Just one is mighty.
I have exalted one chosen out of the people.
And he only exalted one chosen out of the people. Not two, not three, not four. Just one. See, Yahweh wants you to see this. Because there's only one thing, or the first thing, or the beginning thing that Yahweh wants you to know about him. I've called one chosen out of the people.
I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him.
Don't let nobody tell you that Yahweh got another anointed one. He only anointed one that he has chosen. One that is mighty. And his name is David. And ain't no sense in me calling any other names or introducing to you any other names. Or even putting down the other names. Because the other names never were spoken out of the mouth of Yah. There's only one name that was spoken out of the mouth of Yah that he has chosen. And he said, and that he anointed. And that it was mighty. And he said, that's David. Continue reading.
With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. My name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn.
My firstborn. My firstborn what? My firstborn king. Go ahead.
Higher than the kings of the earth.
Yeah, he's going to be higher than all the kings. Because why? This is his firstborn king. This is the only one that he made mighty. This is the only one that he has chosen out of the people. And this is the one that he has found, that he will anoint him with his holy oil. And anyone else is a fraud. And those that's teaching you anything else are frauds. They don't know the one Elohim. And Yahweh wants you to know him. But you can't know him without seeing him. And you will not see him if you don't come to the light. And still, I know you have reservations. So I'm going to bring to you a little bit more truth. Because not only he's the one anointed and the one chosen out of the people and the one mighty one, watch what the Creator said about his anointed in the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. See, the Almighty is not going to allow me to lie to you because he ordained me to tell you the truth. And everything I'm telling you, you can read for yourself. I don't have to add nothing to it. I don't have to take nothing away from it, for Yahweh himself said it. And let's see if what I'm about to show you is the truth. In the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, which this whole chapter is about how the leaders and the shepherds have scattered the flock. They have misled the flock. They have lied to the flock and the masses of the people. And as I told you before, Yahweh said he will make the crooked things straight. And watch how Yahweh has decided, has determined to make the crooked things straight. Look how Yahweh decided and determined to make darkness light. In Ezekiel 34, read the 23rd verse.
And I will set up one shepherd.
And I'm going to set up how many shepherds?
One.
One shepherd.
And he shall feed them.
And he shall feed them. This one shepherd. Not two, not three, not four, but this one shepherd. Why? Because Yahweh have a controversy with all these shepherds that have been lying to his people.
Even my servant David, he shall feed them.
Even my servant David offspring. No. Even the seed of my servant David. No. But it rather say, even my servant David, he shall feed them,
and he shall be their shepherd.
And he shall be their shepherd, because there's only one shepherd anyway.
And I, Yahweh, will be their Elohim.
And I, Yahweh, will be their Elohim.
And my servant David, a prince among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it.
I mean, do I need to add anything to that? Can I take anything away from that? For Yahweh spoke this. Yahweh spoke this. Now, can you see? If you couldn't see before, how important Yahweh did on day one? And what did he do? He said, let there be light. And there was light. And after he completed that light and saw that it was good, then he said it was evening and there was morning, because now he was done with day one. And that light ushered in more than just light. And not only David will be the one shepherd, because that's what one represents. One represents the beginning. One represents the first. One represents one. And this is the one thing that Yahweh wants you to know about him. How can you know Yahweh without knowing his one shepherd, his one anointed, his one mighty one? Watch what Yahweh say about his one king. Go to the book of Ezekiel 37. Start at the 21st verse.
And say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation.
How many nations?
One.
Just one nation.
Mm-hmm. In the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all.
Don't let nobody tell you it's going to be this king. It's only going to be one king. All we need is one king. And all Yahweh desire is one king and one nation. Go ahead.
And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
And we already know who this one shepherd is. It's David.
And they shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them.
And do them. Because Yahweh desires you to know one thing about him. And this one thing is the first thing. This one thing is the beginning thing. See, if you don't know this, how can you know Yahweh's kingdom? If you don't know this, how can you serve the one Elohim, the one Father, the one keeping his one law and his one ordinance and his one way and his one manner? And how would you know any of this without the light? And Yahweh, the one Elohim, one Father, only got one king, one shepherd, that he has chosen to set over you. And his name is David. So, our beautiful brothers and sisters, all I desire to do is to tell you the truth. And the truth is this, that Shemal, Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad, Hear, O Israel, Yah Eloheinu, Yahweh is one. And until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.